Angie Keel is joining us this morning, Jackson County Health Department. First off, it's good to see you.
Thank you for having me in the studio this morning, Tom.
You know, what's interesting here is we're talking about the quit smoking, quit tobacco. See, I've done this about two or three times. Quit smoking because that's what I think, because that's my vice. But I've also lost some very good friends who chewed, never smoked at all, but they did chew tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quit tobacco hotline first.
Yes, sir.
You know the interesting thing about this, from a personal perspective and trying to quit, it's not quitting, it's staying quit.
Mm-hmm. That's an ongoing battle. It really is.
And that's why the phone line, I think,
mm-hmm.
because you need some type of ongoing. I have a tendency to think of it like aftercare. You know, you stop, but to maintenance, I guess, is the word.
And support. And that's why it's important, you know, to get your family involved and your friends involved with this kind of effort, for sure. And that's why the health department is involved. It takes a community kind of support to get folks to make those positive changes in their lives.
One of the easier ways for quitting smoking, in particular, is it to find a surrogate? Is it, you know, like a lollipop, a Tootsie Roll, a toothpick?
It doesn't hurt to do those kinds of things. I think that there are lots of different things folks can try. We do have a class that is coming up at the health department. It's a free class, starts in April. Folks can call the health department to get involved. It is in the evening, starts at 5:30, and folks can call and come on out to the health department and get involved with a stop smoking class. It's called Courage to Quit, and we'll come together and talk about the ways that folks can get involved with supporting each other and the different mechanisms and medical ways that they can get support and find the resources in the community and via the quit line and support from medical providers to find the resources to quit smoking.
It seems, you know what I noticed about that?
What?
We all are pretty much down the funnel on why. It's a how thing. We all know why. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know lung cancer. We know cardiovascular damage. We know increased chance of stroke. We know that, you know, next time you go deer hunting, you don't walk up the hill as fast as you used to. There are a lot of things, you know, you go for a walk, right? I mean,
right.
You get it. But we know why, because at one point during this education process, that was the thing that kind of drove you. I mean, you go, look how much you spend. Right?
Right.
You can do this.
There is the financial aspect of it, for sure.
We've got a lot. In Illinois, it's a big financial. You know, mm-hmm. if you got a monkey on your back if you smoke with the price of cigarettes.
Sure.
So we know why we should. It's that actual mechanism. And here, of quitting and staying quit, and it was interesting because you talked about the medical field. For all the years that we've been trying to help people quit smoking, we've learned a lot of things that help. We have.
There are lots of different, whether it's the patch or the gum, nicotine gum, there's lots of different mechanisms out there that folks can choose to participate
Cantex,
in.
Right.
There's lots of different things out there. And that's what the our quit smoking class will go through, is all the different things that folks can choose to participate in. I think part of it is getting folks together to talk about what the different options are and working through what is the best choice for them, and then having that support system behind them. And you know, anytime you do something for the first time, sometimes you don't succeed, but then you keep trying
and keep trying
until you find the thing that works for you.
And that's the thing. Right there, you just touched on mine. And I guess everybody's different to a certain extent, but I do not like failure. And I feel like a schmuck. I you know, go 3 days, 4 days, and next thing you know, I'll find a reason why to start smoking. And I'm out looking for it because I'm an addict.
Well, and then
I mean,
find
let's go ahead and say
to
the word.
Quit to try again and try again. And
but
try
that,
again.
But that failure really undermines my willingness to try again. That I don't know if that's unique to me. I have a feeling it's not.
I don't think it is unique to you, Tom. I think everybody comes across challenges in their life that come to make them find these reasons to go back to these triggers that make them.
It's my friend, right?
But we all have these challenges, and we all come to these points in our life where we realize that. Yes, we make mistakes, but yes, we also realize that our health and our long-term our long-term goals to be healthy and make positive changes, sure, we take a step back, but we can find ways to work together to make a step forward too. And there are support mechanisms out there, and that's where folks, our community partners in our Healthy Communities Coalition and organizations like the health department are coming together to find ways to help people make those steps forward.
You know, the interesting thing for my friends who have quit and have said, man, no, dude, you need to quit. Basically, they've said, no, you don't understand. Within hours, you start feeling better. Not days. It's, you know, you go about 8-12 hours, you already start feeling better. The body is quick to repair itself as long as you're not punishing it. I think that's one of the lights in the end of the tunnel type mm-hmm. thing, is how much better you feel, and you get that reward pretty quick in the stopping program.
Yeah, within 20 minutes, your blood pressure and your pulse rate drop back to normal. Your hands and your feet start to warm up. Within 8 hours, carbon monoxide levels and blood pressure drops back to normal. Within 24 hours, your chance of heart attack decreases. Within 48 hours, your sense of smell and taste improve. Your nerve endings start to regrow within 48 hours. Within 72 hours, your bronchial tubes start to relax. I mean, the effects become almost immediate when you take those first steps.
That's a pretty convincing litany right there.
I mean, that's just within the first 20 minutes to 48 hours. And then imagine, you know, as those time blocks go on. So, no, what I want to get out
there is... I'm trying to figure
out
now if all that is better for me than throwing my cell phone through the window.
It's definitely better for you.
And there is it? You sure like, cell phones ain't cheap, you know?
There are folks like myself and staff at the health department and other organizations in the community that want to help. And whether you're trying for the first time or you're trying for the 15th time or the 25th time, we're there to help folks who want to keep trying to find a way to quit.
All right, what's that number?
The toll-free number that you can call, 1-866-QUIT-YES, or the numbers, 1-866-784-8937.
What's the difference between quitting when it comes to tobacco and chewing tobacco? Is there a difference in trying to quit?
Well, what do you mean? Is there a difference?
Well, you know, you don't pull it down in your lung, but you're still getting that dose of nicotine directly through your membranes
nicotine.
It's really the localization of the damage, I think, when it comes to the effect, because you're not breathing it in, which, you know, played football, everybody chewed tobacco.
It's
right?
Nicotine. It's whether you're getting it through your lip or inhaling it through your lungs. It's a nicotine addiction.
But that quitting is still the same. It's very much the same type of problems then.
Yeah, it's a nicotine addiction for sure.
Right.
And that's how it affects your brain.
All right. So, you know, you've got these options, including, as Angie was telling me, a class that's starting in, what'd you say, April?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Monday nights. It's
Monday.
A free class. Uh-huh.
All right. And if you want more information, you can call Jackson County Health Department.
Yes, sir.